Adigo operator.
Joined.
French interpreter on English channel.
Joined.
Matthias.
Joined.
Hi, Matthias. This is Frederick speaking through the interpreter.
Hi, Frederick. How many people do we have on the French channel?
Hi, Matthias. We have three people at this point. But we have Awa, Aziz, and Frederic.
Okay. Am I the only one on the English channel?
So far, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and Mohammed just announced that he's not going to be available for this call.
Okay.
Okay.
Frederick, are you going to watch the France game today?
Of course. Of course, that's just evidence.
Do you think they stand a chance against the Netherlands? Because the Netherlands is really strong at the moment.
That's true, but you have to have faith.
I understand. I might go to Bern to watch the game. Well, not in the stadium, but with the fans.
I mean, nothing is certain, obviously, and, you know, nothing until the game happens.
That's true.
And that's what happens. Okay, so today we're just going to have very few people. We're just waiting for Didier at this point. We're going to wait for Didier because he's going to be the chair for the meeting today. And if we're going to be speaking in French, at least amongst ourselves at this point, so we're going to wait for Didier. And we had already spoken about monopolizing and sending emails and informing people in regards to attending the meetings, but, you know.
Nick.
Joined.
Hi, Nick.
Hello. Who have we got?
The two of us in the English channel, and Hawa, Frederick, and Aziz Hilali in the French channel. And Didi is going to join us in a couple of minutes.
Oh, good. Sorry to be a little late. I'm trying unsuccessfully to juggle too many calls.
Well, I can send you an update of this call if you want to.
Well, it's okay. I actually have half an hour between calls.
All
okay, and if DDA does not come in the next 5 minutes, then Awa is going to be the chair of the meeting. That was Frederick speaking, by the way. So we're going to start now the meeting. This is the confirmation. It's Aziz speaking. Divya has just told us that he will not be joining us. It is never good to wait for someone that way, because then if we wait and then, you know, another person has to leave, and then, you know, they are, it's unfair to the people that are waiting. Divya is present.
The volume is very low on the interpreter.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Barely.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear? Okay, Didier has joined us. Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay. Okay, Didier has just joined the conference. Okay, Didier, it's Frederick who's speaking to you now. Okay, so I think that you can start. We're going to try to do this in French. And so, you know, they're going to be taking notes. So if you want to start talking about the agenda items at this time. Didier, you can start now if you'd like, and that was Frederick speaking. Okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Okay, and the okay, and Didier, I just gave you the link on the chat for the agenda, so you can see it now. So you see the agenda now on the chat. That was how we're speaking. Oh, no. Okay, and Didier is actually driving at this time. Didier, with your permission then, I'd like to ask Awa to be the chair of the meeting, if that's okay with you. That was Frederick speaking. Are you okay with that, Didier? Didier, would you have an objection if Awa is the chair of the meeting for today? Not a problem. Okay, Awa. It's your turn to go. Okay, hello, everyone. We have now started the meeting. We are very late. Unfortunately, we've had to wait for a lot of people. And now we're going to adopt the agenda. Now, does everybody have the summary for the last meeting? I mean, I don't have it in front of me at this moment, but... Okay, but because nobody made any comments on it. That was how we're speaking. Okay, Aziz, did you see the last agenda? No, I was not present at that meeting, so I have no right to make any comment on it. So if you could quickly... kind of tell me the main points, that would be good. I mean, there are no decisions that were taken. That was how I was speaking, by the way. If you'd like to do the resume. So we spoke about, and how we're speaking still, by the way, we spoke about the politics, the ICANN politics, in regards to the different working groups with the INSO. And we spoke about the improvement of politics as well. And we had an open debate in regards to the input from the African countries, you know, how to make the people participate more, how to be more active in the different working groups. And that was what was, so we had exchanges. I personally had a lot of problems. A lot of the times people have a difficulty expressing themselves and, you know, saying what they want to say because of the language issues. So Fatimata gave us her opinion. Mohammed gave us his opinion as well. In regards to trying to have something in the other languages as well. And so that's basically really what was one of the main points in regards to what we spoke about. Then we spoke about the collaboration and the communication in between the African countries. And I had proposed the idea of reminding people in regards to IMs, so that way they would remember that the meetings were going to take place. And that is something that we spoke about. Last time we had asked Mohammed to contact the different leaders in NAGWA in Africa to see if they would be willing to come to the meetings. Now, unfortunately, he's not here to tell us what happened. Okay, thank you. Okay, does anybody have any questions? I think that you know, in regards to the French language, in regards to the participation in French, that's something that's very important. I mean, you know, I try to participate as much, but, you know, I don't speak the language, and that's what it is. He's just talking, by the way. Because when we're hearing, you know, in one language, it might be easy to understand, but, you know, it's not as easy to speak. And thank you to all of you. It's how we're speaking, by the way. Because, you know, I ask the people at least to try to recruit as many Francophones to participate in the meetings, to try and get that group as well. And I completely agree. Okay. Now we're going to go to item number 4. So we're going to talk about the action items and the activities that are going to be done in regards to the meeting. I didn't understand your question very well, Awa. No, I said that we were going to discuss now number 4 in the agenda. And so at this point, we're going to review the action items that would affect each of us. Okay. Okay. And the first page had Frederick. In regards to the participation with Afralo. Okay, so in regards to this portion here, in regards to that phase, there had been a conversation yesterday with the chief of ALAC. And I'd like as well to try and find a solution so all the African participants would be able to be present with the country codes. Obviously, because as we had said, you know, what happens in Africa, and we try to keep in mind and keep current with the agendas, but unfortunately, there isn't that much concern from that side. So we thought of the possibility to maybe try to get in contact with people previously, either through the internet, SMS, things of that nature. But it's going to be necessary to speak very in detail in Paris. So I wanted to organize a small meeting when we're in Paris to try and reach a solution in regards to that. But also, because it's necessary to have the participation from the African countries. Because it's very important in regards to the interpretation, and that's the main issue. Because sometimes I find myself alone in the conference, and then I have to write down more stuff because of what's being said in that language. So we definitely need more conscience in regards to the participation of the African countries. Because the participation is important, and it's important to know who is going to be present, because that's going to help us then not only with the process of ICANN, but also find the right direction in regards to the country codes. Very well. Okay, so we all noted. So in Paris, then, we will be speaking about these issues, especially the French channel, because there are a lot of French-speaking people who want to participate that have not been able to participate because of the French translations and interpretations. And can I just make a comment in regards to that? I mean, I agree with what Frederick is saying, but I also think that because there's a lot of things that we can use in order to be able to get that participation. And, you know, many ways to use that are not as expensive. Yes, I'm going to tell you. So in regards to all the country codes for the conference, I've always said everybody has the right and can join, mainly when it comes to a matter of substance with many of the issues and the call. We all have to try to fix those problems in regards to the substance as well. So now you're introducing... You know, it's something that that we had not anticipated in today's agenda. So, you know, it's not something that we can deal with in today's agenda. But obviously, what we, you know, spoke about up until now is that it is very important to always have the ECON agenda in advance, and that is something that had been mentioned previously. And especially to all the French participants, so they would be able to participate even if it's by telephone. And make it a point to always have it available. And also, in regards to the French interpretation, you know, and how that's going to do. Because, you know, it's a matter of trying to find all those possibilities for the participation of the people. Because teleconferences by telephone many times also text would be something easy as well. Because that way ECON can allow these communications as well. And so that way you incite people to participate more. And if you incite people to participate more, it is important then to reach decisions in regards to that. Very well. Okay, so it's clear. Another case. Okay, and give me a moment, please. Okay, and the interpreter apologizes. I am not quite able to understand Didier at this moment. But when we have a budget, when we have a budget in order to the projects, it's important to have conscience in regards to Africa. And it's not only in the conferences as well that we need to take action. You know, we spoke about regions. You know, we spoke about many possibilities. But if the conferences in French and nobody participates, then it would be a lot more difficult then, especially if, you know, the funds have been allocated in that sense. So, Didier, can I say something? I think that the main issue today is how to make the ALS participation and the collaboration in regards to that. I mean, I sent Matthias a week ago all the ILSs. So then, you know, important to call everybody by telephone and inform them before the conference calls in regards to what's going to happen right before. Because sometimes there are numbers that do not work, and you know that is something important, because that's not good either. So to be able to at least call before the meeting . But, you know, how to be able to do this and how to get the participation of the regions. And that's the issue. Okay, Didier. It's a good point, but I mean, I can tell you that there are conferences every month. And that currently, we try to have as many French-speaking people participate in all these conference calls. So, okay. So I think that that is something you can say. So it's basically good to have everything in advance right before each meeting. I mean, that is something that we need to review in Paris, definitely. PDA, did you receive the posting from the LS, for the French LSS? Did you get the posting? I mean, I did get it. But mine, it just doesn't look good. I really think that it's good to call each person individually.
Can I ask a question here?
Yes. Yes. Je pose une question. C'est Nikita. Nick, give me a moment. I'm trying to get their attention, okay? Because they're... Yes, Nick.
Is what Didier is suggesting that before every conference call we would call every ALS?
Well, no, first it's important to have the database from all the people and have their availability. Because we're not sure that everybody is aware of the subjects that are going to be discussed. But, it's important to get people's participation in regards to a Fralo. What we want is to actually update the database for the African countries and the African contacts, and to actually have the mailing list available so they're actually available to participate. Because many times the emails that they've given are not actually working, and they're sent back on African excuse. So then to call everybody who was on the mailing list for the African countries to confirm that all their information is correct. And yes, Nick.
I just want to make two cautionary points here. The first is that it is actually one of the conditions of being an at-large structure that you ensure that current contact information is available to your colleagues in the region. Of course, the staff are happy to help check on these things, but I want to make sure that we don't lose sight of the fact that it's actually the obligation of the ALS is to keep everyone aware of their contact information. Secondly, I would say there is a membership management system, which a number of you have heard of, which was meant to be deployed, which would make it easier for the community to find one another and keep their information current because of the illness of the original person configuring the software. The go-live has been delayed, so it will be a few more months before that system is available. But even with that system, the obligation of ALSs to provide current information will remain. And it's not, the staff can make reasonable efforts to remind people to keep their contact information current, but we're not really equipped to, on a regular basis, actually attempt to phone everyone simply to keep their contact information current.
Very well. Okay. Okay. What? Okay, give me a moment, English channel. I'm trying to tell the French channel to repeat what they just said. Okay, English channel, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we have to speak slowly for the interpretation. Okay, and if I could say something, please. And Didier, can you hear us? Yeah. Okay, great. So, first of all, in regards to the information, what we're trying to do at this point is to actually update the data in regards to certain analysis and in regards to the information for the phone numbers. And I sent the email with the questionnaire asking each of the people to give their opinion in regards to these issues. And at the end of this questionnaire, I ask that I am given the most current information of the person involved, either send cell phone, Skype, address, anything available, and so to have this. And nobody has access. Now, if we get the answers to this questionnaire, then I think that we are going to have this information. But at this point, we've not received any of these information. Because, you know, we try to get all the information from the people, but if we don't even get any responses on these things, then, you know, how are we going to accomplish any of these things? I mean, I agree, but, you know, it is a matter of having everybody aware of these issues and to also have the participation of the region in regards to these things and to be able to find this information that way. Yeah, but that's going to have to be a matter of updating between different speaking people in Paris and try to definitely have these action items set. Yeah, but, well, the thing is, all the ILSs need to do this as well. I mean, you know, how to be able to do this, you know, if you know, somebody was not able to be reached by telephone, let's say. You know, or if somebody that was not aware and so therefore they were not able to participate. That's another issue as well. Okay. And, But, you know, in regards to Morocco, for example, when you're speaking, when we get an email, for example, you know, it is a matter of sending these contacts to everyone, not to just one person as well. And then to be able to get the answer for each person as well. The problem is that many times people do not read the emails, or other times many people are not even in the list for FPDQ. So, you know, that's another issue as well. Yes, they, you know, you send it to one person of the LS, and then the person can take care of distributing the rest. Each person can try to do this on their own side and try to enroll as many people on their own list. No, no, you did not understand me. Okay, I sent a list of people. And then, you know, to send it to the same list of people with the same ALS. Did you understand what I just said? Yes, we understood. And, you know, it's a very delicate issue. And I think that we should discuss this issue in Paris when we actually have the meeting over there to actually deal with this there. What do you think at this point? I agree with that, to deal with this when we get to Paris. So let's continue this conversation in Paris to definitely find a solution for the contacts for APNA. Okay, so, no, in regards to the action items, because we were actually discussing this, the possibility. In regards to the action items, so now we're going to go to the third item. Ahmed spoke about his contact with Alves, but he said that he would be sending the message to Afrinik in regards to being able to make the presentation with Afralo. But unfortunately, Aziz was not present, so we were not able to present this issue as well. And so Aziz did apologize for reasons that he was actually traveling in regards to work. So this is why he was not able to attend at the time. So in regards to a presentation and to be able to show a chapter in regards to Alex, so since in regards to the information, we thought of approaching the people from Afrini in that case, and to be able to do a presentation of Afralo at Afrinik. But, you know, the program was so heavy that I was not able to actually do this presentation of Afralo in regards to the document that you gave me. But, you know, the good news about this is that next year we are going to have the support and we're going to have the space in regards to sending proposals. We will be able to do a presentation next year, and we'll be able to actually have the time in advance in regards to do this. So we'll definitely be able to have a time of preparation to be able to speak about Afralo at the level of Afrinik, because it is a huge meeting in regards to many of the African operators. And so it's a huge summit meeting, and there's a lot of comments involved in regards to that. Can you guys hear me on the English channel?
Yes.
Okay. Making sure. So in regards to the last meeting, there was very little participation regards to, because usually, you know, in a Fralo, we have many other people from the countries that take advantage. And so we didn't have a lot of communication in regards to being able to engage the majority of the people in Morocco to be able to participate. And so since I was not there, from what I was told in the conferences, because, you know, next week is a Fralo, and then we had the afternoon meeting, but in regards to the information that I got, in regards to the African continent, in regards to the African chapter, and so it's a shame that we were not able to participate as much as the Moroccan chapter with their meeting. So we're going to try to prepare to be able to do an excellent Apollo presentation for next year. And it's something that I actually have been discussing with other associations that were present to be able to actually be able to get the ILS. And so they all agreed to be able to explore in regards to the association. So that's already good news. And also the great news is that next year we're actually going to have this thing in regards to being able to do a presentation. Now, are you anticipating to at some point get all the participation of all the African constituents? Is it something that you've already anticipated? Well, I mean, all the ILSs, obviously, together. Now, in regards to the part of ECAN, being it that, you know, I am very involved in the organization, so I was not able to really okay. And so now I'd like to hear Nick's opinion in regards to these issues that were just discussed.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of trouble following it, to be honest. Sorry, Maya.
No, it's okay. You know what? It's not your fault. So, well, alors, un moment. So what we had proposed is to try and at least have, you know, physical meetings with the African ALSs, and that's an issue that we had actually discussed.
Right. So I'm being asked about that.
Yes.
Whether there will be any or...
So what is your opinion, Nick, in regards to being able to have physical meetings at least with the African ALSs?
Well, there is, I mean, as I said to everyone, there is money in the budget for, I mean, I requested what all of the different ALSs requested, which was that there be the possibility of face-to-face meetings. However, the budget is still being reviewed by the board until the Paris meeting is over. And we won't really know about the status of any of those requests until then, because the at-large summit proposal is in very connected to the travel support that the community will receive. At the same time, there is a travel support consultation going on with respect to all volunteer travel, which adds another dimension to any choices made related to at-large travel, because up to now there has been almost no travel support for any community except at-large and the board of directors, and now travel support will be extended in a more even-handed way across communities. The answer is I can't really tell you, and we won't actually know what the at-large budget really looks like until the Paris meeting is over.
Now, okay, now, so you discussed the Paris meeting, but you know that there's a meeting, there's a Najib meeting after that. Now, is this going to be able to be possible for the African ALSs after the Paris meeting, for the Najib meeting at least?
For the which meeting?
I'm sorry, Egypt.
I'm sorry. I do you mean the Cairo ICANN meeting?
Yes, the Cairo meeting.
Well, this is it is proposed that the at-large summit of all ALSs would take place at the Cairo meeting. So, if the board supports that proposal, then the African region will be meeting at Cairo along with all other regions. If the board does not support the at-large summit meeting and funding is not found from other places, it is unclear what RALO meetings will take place during the next financial year at the present time.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry that I don't have more information.
no problem. Okay, so we've spoken about all the action items and the things that affected everyone. So I don't see anything that's going to be affected in regards to all the issues presented, with the exception of what's going to be discussed at the Paris meeting. So now we're going to go to item number 6. Okay, and Didier is back with us. So if you want to ask him the question again, Didier. I was talking about the possibility of having a whole day with AFRINIC, with the next AFRINIC meeting, to be able to be given at least a whole afternoon, and I agree with that. I think that I think that would be good, because then that would entail the collaboration of a lot of the committees. So that would seem like a good idea. And also, it would ensure the recruitment of at-large in regards to the participation of all the other constituents. But I do agree with what you're proposing in regards to AFRINIC. Very well. So at this point, it is good to choose who's going to be in charge of doing the AFRINIC presentation and all these issues. Well, in regards to all these issues, you know, each person will have to go and be prepared. Just because we want to be able to make sure that we're going to present something adequate in regards to these presentations. Have an objection that I leave the discussion? I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Okay, and just don't forget to invite me for the next one. Yes, and Aziz, it was a pleasure meeting you. So, and so I'm bidding goodbye to the English Channel as well on the part of Aziz. You'll be available for the next meeting. I will trip in. You know, the issue in regards to attendance, you know the rules. You know, some people are be able to be invited the problem is that the process at this point is such that, you know, how to deal with all the logistics in regards to being able to have other participants at these meetings. That, you know, unfortunately, you know, it is not something that is always possible to do. Well, another, it is something that I would like to participate in, so. Okay, Aziz has left now. Okay, next item on the agenda, Africa Input. Okay, so what are the other issues that we can have in regards to Africa? No, I have nothing to say at this point. Frédéric? You know, in regards to if Didier would like to speak about what's happening over there. Didier, do you want to say something? No, I'm listening. So at this point, I just wanted to tell you what happened in regards to the ICANN in these last few days. We had is everybody still connected?
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to talk to you guys about what's happened in the ICANN community in regards to these last few days. You know, issues in regards to the translations. And, you know, in regards to the people that couldn't hear very well, especially the French-speaking people and the Spanish-speaking people, always said that there was a lack of translation with all the documents. And unfortunately, what's important is to now encourage to fill these issues in regards to all the meetings. And that's something that's very important, all the translation. And so the French community at this point, there's many people that, you know, were not able to fill out this questionnaire. Second item that we spoke about, we had a conversation in regards to the you'll be able to see their presentation as well and even listen in regards to the issues that were discussed. And there was a final discussion in regards to the new NETA bill. And so everything is on the wiki on the internet, so you'll be able to actually see all that information there. Now, in regards to that, because at the beginning of the meeting, we spoke about this. in regards to the questionnaire that I sent. And so that's something that does need to be received at this point to be able to get all that information and to be able to, you know, get the feedback from that questionnaire that was sent. Didier, did you get that questionnaire? What other information in regards to Africa is it that you think we need to know at this moment? You know, it's the same thing. You know, it's the same thing. It's in regards to what I said previously. In regards to the, you know, colonization channel. Okay, and Nick, give me a moment. I unfortunately cannot understand Didier at this moment. So in regards to the African meeting that we'll have amongst us, in regards to the African countries, that is something that we'll be able to discuss then. When I speak about the African entities, I speak about the ones that want to participate in this issue. And but that is something, as we said, that we will be speaking about in Paris. Now we're going to discuss the report of the Secretariat. I mean, there isn't a great thing to say in regards to that. We had a lot of the requests that were approved in regards to that issue. We received a lot of comments. Okay, so we can go to the vote now. So we're waiting at this point to get the information from the offices in Africa. And in regards to how the application process is working with them over there. Okay, so Didier is going to be taking care of that then? Very well. Now, if there's anything else that you'd like to add? And, you know, we definitely have to take care of the new recruitment for the new ALSs, and that's something that we have to take care of before the next AFRINIC meeting. And, you know, we just have to make sure that there is, you know, enough participation in regards to that issue. Okay. Okay, so now we speak about the communication and collaboration tools. And how do we influence the participation of ALSs?
Nick.
Left.
I think that for us to be able to get the participation, okay, Matthias, give me a moment. There's a lot of sound, background sound on the French channel. I cannot hear. So now we have the other businesses to attend to. If there's anything else, that you all want to add. You know, if we are not able to, fix the communication problem between the ALSs, if we're not able to fix the problem with the ALSs in regards to the participation, What do you think? This is why I said that, it's something that we really need to discuss when we are in Paris, in regards to the participation issues for the ALSs. And just something that I do want to say here. Didier, can you hear me? Yes. So, I don't know if you remember that we had a conversation in regards to the possibility of speaking with starting a new initiative of auctions in Africa. So it's something that we'll have to discuss later on. That works. Okay, so Frederick, you'll take care of that meeting in Paris? Yes, I'll take care of that meeting in Paris. And in regards to those communications as well. And so we'll be able to organize this and deal with these issues over there. Very well. Now, you think we're going to have a difficulty getting everybody together in Paris? you know, because we obviously want to avoid any conflict between the African participation and the at-large participation. Well, if there are any messages related to that subject, we'll definitely have to be able to take care of these issues. But I think that in Paris, we'll have more of a key understanding and more opportunity to discuss all these other issues. And mainly in regards to time. Yeah, but some issues should be dealt with at least before, you know, we reach Paris, that is. In regards to, you know, the participation of the committee. Very well. So I'll propose to Matthias to then coordinate the participation of the African constituents. And in regards to the activities of at large, so, you know, we're able to do this at that meeting. Okay, Matthias, and what is your opinion in regards to that? Hello? 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 Matthias, are you still there? Oh, Matthias, you're back? No.
Matthias? Hello, Matthias?
He's not there.
Because the call is still on the system. I don't know unless he stepped away from the phone. I know Nick left.
Okay, so we're done with the meeting at this point, so I wish you a good weekend. Okay, thank you, everybody. And let's hope that we have more participants for the next meeting.
Matthias.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.